Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll speak with the head of an organization that's been trying to help the thousands of students who flock to the coast each year to enjoy their time at the beach without alcohol or drugs. We'll speak with some of those senior weekers about the sorts of shenanigans kids their age are trying to get into while they're visiting our region. But first, we continue our discussion about some of the troubling headlines we've been seeing recently in Ocean City, particularly two stabbings that occurred less than a week apart. Those incidents, coupled with the aforementioned thousands of sometimes unruly high school graduates, has caused the proverbial court of public opinion to turn into something like a rampant rumor mill on social media that has been borderline hysterical with fear about public safety and the alleged presence of gangs on the boardwalk. But is what we are seeing any different than any other June here on the coast? Or to look at it in a different way, does the reality of this situation match the public's perception of it? So to try and answer that, I spoke with Mike Levy, Ocean City Police Department's public affairs officer.
People have to realize, for the most part, Ocean City enjoys a very high degree of safety. When you consider that we are Maryland's second largest city, almost 6 months of the year, and that it happens literally overnight, the incidents that you're seeing, while reported truthfully and straightforwardly, they tend to happen when you increase the population as dramatically as we do. If you consider that on any given day prior to the 1st of June, there's roughly 100,000 to 150,000 people in town, and then after June 1st, somebody throws the switch, and your first week of June, you balloon to 250 to almost 300,000 people, it's an incredibly dramatic increase in the number of people that you'll have here. And when you do that, you know, percentage-wise, your percentages of incidents don't increase, but the number of them do, the physical number do. And we think that a lot of what we're seeing is isolated. These are not routine events that happen here every June. The incident that happened at the 21st Street area in the boardwalk, the victim is given us and provided us extremely limited information. We seem to believe that that this is just a gang type environment because it involved a certain group of people. Well, it isn't. We do not have homegrown gangs in Ocean City. While it is a fact that gang members have visited Ocean City, as do tons of other people, there is no organized gang type activity here. And if there was, we would be combating it with every resource available to us to send the message. And I think we continue to be very vigilant about that. We were probably one of the first agencies to be very community proactive and engage our community as well as educate them about what gangs are, how you can address it, and how to identify it. And our community does an incredibly great job at identifying any suspected type of that activity, any gang members, any kind of activity like that. The other thing to remember about the second stabbing incident involved everybody under the age of 21. They were all at a party, and they left that party and got into an altercation. The altercation obviously, resulted in one of the people in that fight pulling out a knife and stabbing a female, a male, and then a third male. Everybody involved in that was under 21, and that was not gang-related in any way. In fact, the suspect's from Thurmont, Maryland, and all the victims are from Baltimore. So, this isn't, this is a very isolated incident. And I think if you look just in the past week, the incident number of serious incidents has dropped. One of the other things, just to kind of give people a rough idea, in the month of April, we average about 4,000 calls. In the month of May, it gets a little busier because of the Memorial Day weekend, so we'll have about 7,000 calls for service. By June 1st, by the end of June, we now are up to about 16,000 calls for service. Some of those are citizen complaints. Some of those are self-initiated. But all are related to the increases we see in population. And it's normal. It happens consistently almost every year. We are not any worse this year than we were previous years.
Sure.
In fact, if you want to look at some raw data, we're actually a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we noticed this year right away is we have no traffic fatalities before June 1st. By June 5th of 2012, we had two traffic-related fatalities, both pedestrians. That hasn't happened this year.
Right. And, you know, I looked at some of that data, too, and it looks from year to year up to where we are in the summer now that your theory or what you stated about the increase in population and then the percentage of incidents per capita. I mean, Ocean City still, by those hard numbers, is a very, very safe place. Do you think, though, that when families come on the boardwalk, that perception and worry can grow to, you know, a hysterical point, especially when they see headlines like that? How do you combat the perception?
Well, perception is not always reality. And certainly as we grow older, we are more aware of our surroundings. I will not pretend that the boardwalk has not become a much more diverse community than it has been in the past. It certainly is much more diverse. You have a large contingent of street performers. You have several foreign nationals that own businesses up there, whereas before the mom and pop type places have sort of faded away. And that's part of the changing culture of any community, good, bad, or not. I mean, I don't know that I could say it's good. I don't know that I could say it's bad. I think it's very different than what we've traditionally seen. You know, there are certainly times when the crowd that can be in any location, anywhere, leaves a little bit to be desired. I think that there are times when you see that on our boardwalk, just as you see it at certain establishments in Ocean City, certain conventions, certain types of big events we have. You know, we have a bike week. We have several car cruises. We actually have two bike weeks if you count Spring Bike Week, which is starting to pick up speed, you know, but it was a change. I remember when we had our first bike week, there was a lot of, that was a huge paradigm shift for the town of Ocean City to have 25,000 motorcycle enthusiasts descend upon us. And, you know, the first impression that everybody got was we're going to be inundated by outlaw motorcycle gang members. And now it is probably the number one event that the city has every year that draws more people every year consistently. Perception is not always reality. And, you know, while I am a parent, and I know you're a parent, and I appreciate that when you're on the boardwalk, you want to feel safe. Be assured, there are a lot of things that are being done behind the scenes to combat any type of illegal activity. One of the biggest things that's happened, and we're not making a secret out of it, is that the boardwalk, when it was rebuilt, had fiber optic cable laid, and we have enhanced surveillance capability on the boardwalk in only the public areas, and that's because a cop can't be everywhere at once. So we want to make sure that the places that we can't cover very easily are being now covered by a surveillance system, and a very good surveillance system.
And we talked about that going into the summer in the wake of the Boston tragedy, that, you know, Ocean City was going to be looking at kind of implementing a few cameras each year, not a big whole scale expensive, you know, put a camera on every block kind of thing. But, you know, with incidents like stabbings on the boardwalk or even minor thefts or just fights breaking out, you know, do you think that that kind of eye in the sky is the way that the organization in the town is going to go? You know, here in the near future and certainly long term.
Well, I think certainly it's a component that we are going to continue to pay attention to, but is not the only answer to the problems. You know, these are things that exist every year. We have large crowds on our boardwalk. We've had situations come up where we've had assaults on the boardwalk that have gotten very large. We have had assaults on the streets in front of bars, nightclubs, and restaurants that sometimes can get out of hand on city buses. You know, we look continuously at ways to improve our ability to detect, react, and deter crime. We certainly think that the surveillance system will be a very positive component of that system that will allow us to not only detect potential issues, but it will also be a part of our overall patrol plan where, you know, we have monitoring of areas that we can't easily secrete a uniformed or plainclothes officer into. And the other thing that I think that people need to understand is we have consistently looked at technology. We have consistently looked at ways to better communicate with the public because a well-informed public is the best form of crime prevention. That's a fact. But one of the things that never can be replaced is boots on the ground, so to speak. And we're going to continue to put police out there, either on bikes, on foot, on a horse, in a patrol vehicle. We're going to utilize every resource we have available to us to continue to make people safe here. And again, perception is not always reality. I mean, we continue to say that. You know, if you have concerns or you think that the crime rate is not as being reported, we make our year-end report which is cumulative since 2006, available on our webpage at oceancitymd.gov/police. And you go to that webpage and you go to our press release tab. It's the first thing you see. It'll say 2012 year-end report. Click on it. We're trying to maintain as much transparency about what goes on as we can. And I think I like every other police officer and public safety official, feels a very, very, very big sense of pride about how safe it is here. And at any time when there is a concern about that, we take that very, very seriously and very personally because it reflects on us. Sure. What are we not doing that we could do better? And I know that the acting chief, and I'm sure the future chief, when that happens, will take that very seriously as well. Perception is not always reality, but perception is what people think. And if people don't feel they're safe, we want to make sure that they do. So everything that can be done would be done.
Well, you know, certainly I think something in the future that not only the mayor and council, but also the new chief coming in and the department at large is going to have to consider is, you know, you look at some of that hard data. And certainly in June, you have an uptick in certain types of infractions. You know, a lot of underage drinking because of the June bugs, a lot of, you know, misdemeanors, such things. Some people point to certain events that bring a niche group into town. Does the department look at each one of those and say, well, here, this weekend, during this particular event, we had this many sorts of incidents and infractions, and then, you know, measure the risk and the reward?
Well, event planning is a multifaceted process here. You can't have an event like the Ocean City Air Show or a car cruise or even the Fireman's Parade or Fireman's Convention without having many departments involved in the process. Public safety, obviously, is a big component of it, but you're dealing with tourism issues, you're dealing with public works issues. One of the things that we've got a huge place in is social media. And we post a lot of information on our various websites and in real time. We also scan the web for real-time information about things that are going on. We've done what we consider sort of an online surveillance prior to events and after events to kind of see what's trending, what people are thinking, and how it's impacting them at the moment. 4th of July is an example of an event that we've already posted our procedures and plans for this year. This year's 4th of July event, we've run two fireworks displays. We will already start planning for next year's event as soon as this one is over. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just an ongoing process, and it's not something we ever just say we do one time and this is the way we're going to do it. Everything changes. Therefore, we have to change with it. We have to adapt to the circumstances and adapt to the various issues that will be presented at the time that we're dealing with it.
It's been said that if this is still happening a month from now when the seniors are all gone, maybe we do have a problem. Do you think that this is something that's just going to kind of go away as we hit July 4th and a different group of people start coming into Ocean City?
There isn't a law enforcement official or a public safety official that will hang their hat on this is going to go away. What I will say is this. Routinely, every year we see a dramatic increase in activity in Ocean City, and it's positive activity as well as not so positive activity, and it's this time of year in June and July and August. We are going to be very diligent about monitoring those activities, particularly the criminal ones, and the public safety issues, and if we see a significant change in what we normally see, we will be addressing that immediately.
That was Mike Levy, the public affairs officer for the Ocean City Police Department. So if Levy's experience and his hard data are to be taken as the reality of this situation, what about the perception of what's going on late at night on the boardwalk? Sure, Ocean City's mantra is that it's family-friendly. And while headlines like stabbings and other related criminal activity may appear to threaten that family-friendly environment, it might be interesting to look at when these crimes are taking place. For instance, remember that old saying that says nothing good happens after midnight? Well, both of the stabbing incidents occurred long after 2 a.m. long after most families have put their kids to bed. And that's what the statistics tell us about most of the crime in Ocean City. Of all the incidents in the resort in 2012, only 2% of the crimes were considered serious crimes, like rape or assault. And furthermore, the highest number of calls for service was for disorderly conduct, city ordinance violations, and alcohol-related offenses. But with that said, arrests in Ocean City did go up 14% last year, and incidents involving weapons went up 125%, according to the OCPD's annual report. But on the boardwalk, it's business as usual. Sights and sounds of summer are in full swing. Dan Troiano is the owner of Dimensions, a hip clothing boutique and body piercing store on the boardwalk. He says while it's been bad on the boardwalk recently, he doesn't expect it to continue for much longer.
You know, every season starts out a little worse, and I get a little worried, but they all go away. As soon as the rates go up and it's more family time, it disappears and it turns into a nice town. But you got the senior week kids, you got the car show, and that's going to bring in that element. But I mean, they're still spending money, so it's just, you know, you just got to make sure there's no, you know, I guess more police presence. And the problem is the police are so brand new early in June, they don't know what's going on. Again, it's just when the boardwalk is filled with kids, you're going to have that mentality. But when it's families and stuff, you guess you tend to behave a little better.
You've heard it said that you know, there should be a worry about gang presence. Have you seen anything that would indicate that, or is it just, you know, the fact that we become a
I'm not
bigger...
even trying to scare away people coming here. I mean,
well, that's the line you got.
Everybody's going to judge. I mean, I'm covered in tattoos. People might think I'm a gang member, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, these kids that are 18, they don't really scare me. I think they're all...
Well, I think it's an interesting thing because, you know, whenever our town goes from 10,000 people to 300,000 people, obviously the diversity grows, as does the population, and obviously your crime rate's going to go up a little bit. So, you know, being on the boardwalk, you know, it seems that it could be much ado about nothing, or it could be a real concern. I'm sensing from you that it's just a regular summer so far.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything crazy. I'm on the boardwalk every day, and I see, you know, people mouthing off at night, and it's just... dumb kids being dumb. They have nothing to do except for walk around. They're drinking and they're walking around. They have nothing to do. They can't go in
the first time.
I wouldn't say I've ever sensed, man, there's some gangs down here.
No.
I mean,
there may be, but you could just as easily, you could take a group of kids and they could walk into the store and they could just as easily be very educated, articulate, and nice and look exactly the same as the next group who comes in and is the direct opposite.
Yeah.
So there's no way that you can say, oh, I see gang activity, because there's nobody running around with blue flags.
That last voice that just chimed in belonged to a man called Evan. He's an employee at Dimensions. But Troiano says what he's most concerned about is the amount of people in town this time of year.
Senior week kids are here like normal. I mean, the weather sucked. If I had to depend on day trippers and people making a last-minute decision, it would be terrible. But these kids booked these trips months ago, so luckily I have a solid weekday. The weekends have been a little slow. I mean, anybody that works for themselves has been told a million times by everybody, oh, man, you're going to be doing great this summer because Jersey Shore's, you know, not going to be that busy. And I don't know, I think everybody had false hopes, and so far I've been disappointed. I haven't seen, like, a ton of people down here, but I think July and August would be pretty strong.
So the only real sense of fear I get from business owners like Dan Troiano involves bad weather, not necessarily bad people or behavior. Because, let's be honest, the number one thing that scares away tourists isn't bad headlines, it's rain. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. We'll be right back.